In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots, two brothers from separate mothers scour the outer edges of entertainment to separate the potential cult classics from the B-movie bombs. They watch the films so you don't have to. They are the Keepers of the Fringe.
Hey everybody, welcome to Keepers of the Fringe. I am Derek, and with me, as always, is the...
Excuse me. Sorry.
Why you gotta do that?
I think it's everybody. Yeah.
As I was saying...
I can't wait to hear the good one you got this week.
With me is...
When you were washing your ass or whatever. Is that where you came up with it again?
No.
You weirdo.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this one I came up with all...
second of shit.
That was being... With me, as I was saying, sorry. With me, as always, is the Muttley to my Dick Dastardly, Chris.
Well, it actually works.
It does.
I laugh like Muttley.
You can kind of, you can do that one.
I do.
So, let me start off by saying that this week we are going to be reviewing Wonder Woman, which came out this week, which is why we're reviewing it this week.
We just saw it, like at, well... A couple hours ago,
yeah. So, I will give you a warning now. Spoiler warning. There will be spoilers. So if you have not seen Wonder Woman, then, you know, there'll be another warning before we start talking about it later on. But, if you haven't seen it, then, you know, go see it.
What are you doing, you slackers?
Come on, man. So, in the meantime, let's get on with the regular program, shall we? Yes, we shall. Now, this first bit of news... Wait, should I? Yeah, I should. This first bit of news is kind of disappointing. Stop doing that. You don't want to know what he was just doing. Trust me. So, if you recall last week's episode, which I hope you listened to, we had a discussion about Alien Covenant and how much we loved it. That's a lie.
Sorry, loathed it.
Loathed. And so in this whole thing, it seems that there was going to be a version of a sequel to Alien done by Neil Blomkamp.
Blomkamp?
Yeah, Blomkamp.
It sounds like something like a Dirty Sanchez, but
it's like a Blumpkin. from District 9 fame, and also...
That's about it, really.
Yeah.
He did a couple other movies, but yeah, there's no fame.
That robot movie.
Yeah, Chappie.
Chappie, yeah, which was not that
good. Was crappy.
Chappie was crappy. But District 9 was really good. Anyway,
what was the other one with Matt Damon? Elysium, right?
Yes, which I did not see.
Wasn't that good?
That's what I heard.
It was better than Chappie, but...
Which was crappy.
Which was crappy. Chappie was crappy.
Elysium was...
Yeah. Not that great. District 9, though, was good.
District 9 was awesome. Anyway, so he was going to be, at one point, doing a sequel to the Alien movies. A sequel. Not a prequel. A sequel.
And kind of like a weird, like, X-Men rewrite of... Alien history.
So like an Alien First Class?
Or like a Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Alien.
Because it was going to have Hicks and Newt and Ridley in it. It was kind of like, act like 3 and 4 or never happened. Original plan.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But instead, we have Ridley Scott coming up with Prometheus and then Alien Covenant.
Thanks a lot, you fuck.
Yeah. So...
No.
That has effectively killed Neil Blomkamp's version of Alien 5, his sequel.
Yeah.
It is officially and completely, totally dead. It's not going to happen. It has been confirmed by both Ridley Scott and Neil Blomkamp himself.
Yeah, it already said that it wasn't going to happen, but I never heard him exactly say that, but now he's saying, yeah.
Right.
The likelihood is it's not happening.
It's not happening, man.
Which is weird, because I mean, I liked the idea of that, but I don't know. He only had one good movie so far, so then I'm also like, I don't know.
Yeah, but also when you consider Alien Covenant and shit.
Yeah, it has to be better than that.
Yeah.
And they would have, you know, Ridley and Hicks. So that's fucking cool.
Yeah, it would have rewritten.
And Newt, I don't think it would have the actual actress, though. I don't know. I don't think she's still acting or anything. But
yeah, I wonder about that. But,
Oh, that was funny. I just followed her on Twitter on our thing.
Oh, you did?
The actress for that played Newt.
Oh, really?
I can't remember what the hell her name is. But it's funny. Her little blurb at the top says, I write my own, you know, post mostly. Mostly.
Mostly.
I was like, yes.
So, that is upsetting, disappointing, because after Alien Covenant, I don't think...
I don't want more.
No.
Oh, that was back. It works.
Back by popular demand. All right, so I guess that's all we can say about that.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Whatever, man.
Whatever.
So.
Hey, I thought I told you kids that. Yeah, whatever.
If you've never heard that gem, look it up. It's pretty good.
United States of whatever.
So we have some news on casting for the New Mutants movie, which, as we learned, is going to be a horror film. Whoa.
Scary stories.
I'm a scared.
So we got Blue Hunt.
Is that no right? Relation to Mike Hunt.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah.
That's real? Blue Hunt? That is set to play Danny Moonstar. That's real? That's her name?
That's what it said.
Are you sure?
I know. The fake person she's playing sounds like a more real name than the person that she is. Right? That made sense, right?
Just say yes.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
Okay. I am...
I never heard of her.
If you can't tell, I'm not very familiar with this actress.
No.
Now I want to check her out. Not check her.
You dirty monkey.
Shut up. Really? So, So she's playing Danny Moonstar, and we have Charlie Heaton?
Oh, sure.
To play Cannonball, and Henry...
Zoga?
To play... I'm not familiar with any of these people. To play Sunspot.
The Charlie Heaton dude was in Stranger Things. Whoa, Jesus.
Excuse me. Right. Sorry about that.
Smoke another one.
I start tapping in Blue Hunt, and the first thing that comes up is Blue Hung.
Blue Hung. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you made it.
There's Blue Hung. Yeah. Oh, that's a guy.
Oh.
Or a woman. It's somebody who's on Star Wars Rebels Animation Department.
Oh, I'll be fucking...
You sure it's not? No. I don't... Nothing comes up for Blue Hunt.
Really?
You get Sue Hunt. A couple of Sue Hunts.
I don't know, man. That's what it said. Blue Hunt.
Interesting. Very interesting. Let's see what happens when I look up New Mutants. New Mutants. X-Men, the New Mutants. Anya Taylor-Joy playing Ileana Rasputin. Rosario Dawson. It's Henry Zaga. Oh, it's Henry Zaga. Excuse me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that right? Is A-A-A?
A-A-A. Maybe. A-A-A. Oh, there it is. Blue. That's why, because it's B-L-U.
Yeah, that's what I wrote, isn't it?
No, you wrote it, maybe.
That's what I wrote.
Well, I typed in B-L-U-E, mother.
Dur,
man. So, Blue Hunt, I'm still not familiar with her, but...
Yeah.
That's good, though, because I prefer it. She's only been in four things. This is It, Girl on Girl, The Originals, and X-Men and Mutants. So, I like when they do...
Unknown actors
for these things.
Yeah, it helps you buy into it.
Yeah.
That's what, like, well... You know, prequels, I'm not really going, I'm just saying, everybody talked about how much they love Sam Jackson, but I'm like, I just found him completely distracting.
Right, because it was Sam Jackson.
Yeah, like, I love Sam Jackson.
Like, oh, Mace, no, I do too, yeah.
But yeah,
but you're like, oh, look, Mace Windu. Like,
I couldn't Sam get Jackson. Out of his other roles out of my head every time I know. Saw him. It's like, oh.
say, we don't need no more Sith on this damn Starfighter or whatever.
Hey there, we don't really need any of those Sith guys on this damn, you know, plane and what have you. I'm sick of all these Sith on this M&F and...
Yeah, there it is.
...plane.
You,
I will strike down with furious, you know.
You know, in France, they call they call a lightsaber.
Another thing, too, like, I know this might be, you know, controversial and stuff, but I don't think he was that good in Star Wars. That's right, I said it.
Yeah.
I don't know if he works if he's not yelling at someone. I didn't buy it. I know he's like, everybody loves him, his fan favorite. I'm like, I love Samuel Jackson. Nothing against the man, but I don't think he was that great in Star Wars.
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah.
There, I said it. I don't give a shit. I don't take it back. Fuck all y'alls. No. Digging the hole deeper. What? I missed it. Sorry.
Fatality.
Oh. Fatality.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
Fatality.
So, all right. So, I don't know. I'm kind of liking this direction that New Mutants seems to be going in.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in it.
Very interesting. That comes out next year, I believe.
Yeah, that'll be cool to see that one.
All right.
I was kind of getting burned out on the X-Men movies, but I'm like...
Yeah, but hey, this is going to be a whole different take, so...
Yeah.
Could be good.
Could be good.
Could be good. All right, moving on. Here's some thrilling news. The sequel to Top Gun gets a name.
Could you stand it? It's called...
Top Gun 2.
Electric Boogaloo. Maverick, it's called... Top Gun Maverick, which was the character's call name in the first one, the Tom Cruise guy.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
That you're using that button too much? Yeah, that's exactly what I was just thinking. Is that you too? See, I don't know, like, Top Gun, there's certain things that pop into my head about Top Gun. You know, the planes and what have you. And then the Take a Breath Away song and...
Take my breath up.
Shirtless Volleyball, which is no. And then Danger Zone. That's a good song.
Highway Kingdom.
And Goose.
Goose?
Goose Man.
Goose Man.
Goose Man.
I have a weird story about Top Gun.
Oh, here we go.
Here
we go. You got a bunch of weird stories about a bunch of weird shit.
Yep. Well, back in the day, we used to, you know, rent movies all the time. But we used to record them all because we were dirty little monkeys. It said right before the movie, don't do that shit. But guess what? We said, fuck you, we're doing it anyway, motherfuckers. So that was like my sister's favorite movie, Top Gun. What the fuck? So, but my dad had a weird thing where he would just all of a sudden get a conscience and like I have to like censor what we would watch. Like, I remember one time I was watching The Scanners with him. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Yep.
You have seen that?
Yep. Long time ago.
Yeah. Well, you remember the part where my client Sides was doing his scanning shit on the guy and his head started getting big, like he was going to explode?
Yep.
And I remember I was watching it with my dad and he's like, get out of the room. I'm like, but I want to. And he's like, get out of the room. And as it grew, he's like, get out of the fucking room. Like, I'm like, but I want to see it. Like, he wouldn't let me see it. So I had to leave the room and I was like trying to run and look at the TV at the same time. Like just random, like you're watching this movie with me and all of a sudden you don't want me to see it. Especially when it gets to the good part. What the fuck? But anyway, so Top Gun. My sister used to watch it all the fucking time and I saw it, unfortunately, a whole shitload of times too because I didn't have much of a choice. And there's a part where they just start doing "Take My Breath Away," and they get to like they're about to make out and stuff, and have a love scene, which I remember they didn't really show anything. There was nothing. But we were one day my sister's watching it, and all of a sudden it's like "Take My Breath," and then it cuts to like they're on the tarmac, and she's like, "Whoa." She's like, what the fuck? Then we find out my dad went and edited the fucking movie. I'm like, wow. Like, what the hell's going on?
That's pretty fucking weird.
That is weird. I'm like, what?
I know.
You randomly have parental moments.
Like, I mean, watch your dad's a weird guy, but...
She was so mad. She was like...
shit like that is just like, what?
Yeah, it was weird.
That is weird.
That wasn't really that great of a story, now that I...
That was a very lovely story.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
All right, so...
But that's pretty much
Are
all.
Are you pondering what I'm
fucking
pondering?
Hell. I'm going to tape that button over you, fuck.
So, So thanks for that. Lovely story.
Well, that's pretty much all I have to say about Top Gun
2. I know, really. Yeah. So let's move on to our
next. What about you? Did you have any thoughts on Top Gun 2?
I really don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I really don't give a shit.
It's weird that it's happening.
But it's weird that it's happening, yeah.
One thing I feel weird is that Val Kilmer was kind of like, put me in it, man, like kind of begging.
You know.
On the social medias.
Well, what's he been doing lately?
I know, but that's weird.
Plus he's dead.
What do you mean?
Isn't Goose dead?
He wasn't Goose, you fuck.
Oh, that's right. I mean,
he was Iceman.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Goose was Anthony Edwards or
something. Yeah. Anyway.
I wonder if Meg Ryan will be in it.
Take my breath up!
Oh, wow. Christ. You started that one way high.
Yikes. I apologize.
Your cat would have exploded if you made it to the end of that. You started too high.
I think I would have exploded. Anyway.
In your pants.
Sorry, I think I might have sat on my nut or something.
That'll take your breath away.
Bitch, you will.
It's happened before. You're like, what the? Hit the button.
Hitting the button. Oh, did you mean this part?
Are you pondering what I'm...
I hate that button.
All right, so next we have a little bit of, you said this was rumor?
Yeah.
Silver and Black, the movie about Silver Sable, and the Black Cat, could kick off an all-female Spider-Verse, which...
I heard it within the story that I was reading, which I was trying to queue it up to my... Phone's trying to give me, I won something. I'm like, what the hell's going on? It won't let me go back to the page. They said they want to do like a woman, like a Avengers team or something. It would have like Spider-Woman, Black Cat, Silver Sable, Dusk?
Dusk, that sounds familiar.
Oh, man.
I think there was a Dusk.
There was a couple other people, too.
Well... I mean,
no, I can't look up the story. What the
fuck? It's not a horrible idea, but it
is weird, though.
It is weird, yes.
Because every time I hear about these Spider-Man related movies, has anything to do with any of it,
right?
Which is weird. I'm like, you can't. Unless they're going to try to make Spider-Woman the Spider-Man of that, but I'm like, that's
because all of these characters are linked directly to Spider-Man.
Yeah,
to the Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
So to do these and not have them take place, you know, not have them connected to Spider-Man, it don't make sense.
And then have them all like on some kind of like giant super Avengers team kind of doesn't make sense either.
No.
So the more we think about it, it ain't good.
No.
I'm sorry, your answer must be in the form of a question. But thank you for playing.
Yeah, that sounds like it could be going down the wrong path there, possibly. I don't know. I haven't been, like, jazzed about the whole Silver and Black thing to begin with. It's just, I mean...
Yeah, it's weird, but I was like, oh, okay,
If you were going to do all of these and have them be an offshoot of the Spider-Man series, the Spider-Man movies, then that would be totally cool. I could see that. But not have them a part of Spider-Man is just...
Yeah, there's got to be some plan there.
Yeah,
for Spider-Man to be. I can't imagine them saying, "Hey, we're gonna do Spider-Man universe without Spider-Man."
Right?
Because that shouldn't even made it off the fucking ground.
No, that shouldn't even have been a thought.
No, I don't know. It is a rumor, but
So we'll see.
Well, now that you know
Wonder Woman did,
you know, really well, I'm sure everybody's gonna be like, "Well, we need female woman movies now, stat."
Which is good and bad, because...
Yeah, it's good that they should have them.
Right, they should.
But they're just bad.
It shouldn't be as a trend, as the latest trend.
Oh, this is hitting hard, you know, right now. We gotta fucking...
Oh, yeah, we gotta do women superheroes, because that's what's big, that's what's hot now, that's what's good.
That's what the kids are liking.
Yeah, the kids like the female superhero. No, that's not what it should be. It should be...
Yeah.
This is, you know, like what Wonder Woman was.
Yeah.
We'll stand by for our review coming up later in the program.
Spoilers!
But Wonder Woman is... you know,
I have no fucking idea. You got a button for that? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, but what, like, it wasn't like, oh, we need to do Wonder Woman because she's a female. Maybe it was in some.
Maybe a little bit.
Somewhere that was. But, like, the reason I've been so excited about Wonder Woman is not because, oh, it's finally a female hero. It's because it's Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And she's a great character.
Yeah, she deserves her own movie. Other characters, I'm like,
Wonder Woman deserves her own.
It's debatable.
Right. I hope that made sense. Anyway, hey, right, let's move on. So, in more bummer news, the Tales from the Crypt reboot has been delayed.
Indefinitely.
Oh, no.
So I don't know, actually, because I was like kind of iffy on that.
Yeah, I'm not really sad about that.
No, was that the one with the Shamalama Ding Dong?
Shamalama Ding Dong.
Shamalama Ding Dong.
He was gonna fucking fuck it all up.
Yeah, he was gonna Shamalama Ding Dong it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So I'm kind of happy about it. I mean, it would be nice to see it in a way.
Yeah, but.
But you know it's gonna suck.
Yeah.
So that makes.
Yeah.
So
you
know it's good.
They're gonna fuck it up.
I guess they said it, just the rights and everything. It's like really complicated, and it's been hard to like get it together.
Really?
Yeah. Or maybe that's just what they're saying because they know, wow, this is a fucking bad idea. What can we tell them? Because I love Tales from the Crypt, and there's a part of me that would want to see it, but I know it would. They can't recapture the magic. And plus, it was going to be on like normal, regular TV or something.
Right. Yeah.
So that would suck. Yeah. Too.
Mm. So, not too upset about that.
No.
Overall. Okay. Next. Sin City is coming to TV. I think I read about that a little while ago.
Yes. What I read about it said that it was going to be a very different version from the movies.
I'm not sure what they mean by that, but
I don't know either. Completely different take, they said.
Because the movies were kind of close to the comics.
Yeah, like I don't know if they're going to do the stylized black and white kind of thing, or
right. Yeah.
But it gets worse.
Oh boy!
But it said it was going to like focus on other characters and new characters,
yeah,
in the timeline and stuff. But then the part that made me be like, one that made me feel like
I took it off.
Oh, son of a bitch! that Len Wiseman is going to be directing it, which you might not know the name right off the bat. There might be hints of like, wow, why does that name make me think of suckiness? And then you'd be like, you want to know why? Because he's the one that did all the fucking Underworld movies and the last Die Hard movie. Which,
no! Yeah.
Exactly, Darth. Fuck that guy. But he did get, what's her name, Kate Beckinsale out of the deal, so hey, you know, I can't really fault him for that. But his movies are crap. I can't really say that because I've only seen Underworld 1 and maybe part of 2. But
yeah, I think I've only seen 1 and 2.
But I was pretty much done after 1.
Mm.
And I can't imagine that it got better.
Mm.
Maybe a little bit.
Mm.
So that kind of killed it for me. I was like, sweet, Swin City. Sin City on TV.
Sin City.
And I'm like, that could be cool, maybe. And then I'm like, oh, then that dude's doing it. And a completely different take.
Yeah, what the hell? Oh, my fucking pen died. Why'd you kill my pen?
It had it coming. It knows what it did.
So. Yeah, so, I'm not really feeling that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, wow, this is...
We're just going along here, man.
Yeah, well, we got a lot to talk about.
None of it really informative or interesting, we got lots.
Some of it's kind of... It's a lot of bummer stuff. And next, we have some Dark Universe casting rumors.
Yes. I heard that, Angelina Jolie there was going to maybe play the Bride of Frankenstein. And...
No!
Jesus, can I finish talking first? Yeah. And The Rock there might play the Wolfman. that you want to make with the no button? Oh, fuck. Fuck you and your buttons. All three of them. I don't know how I feel about that.
I know. Either one, really.
I can kind of see Angelina Jolie being the Bride of Frankenstein.
I guess.
Like, when I think of her in the car, I mean, they're probably not going to make her look exactly the same, but... Oh, which actually, I just found out, did you know that the Bride of Frankenstein was a redhead?
What you talking about, Willis?
I just saw something, I think it was on Twitter or something, but somebody posted a picture of the actual wig, and it was red hair. I'm like...
No shit.
Well, we dipped. I didn't know that. That's interesting. I don't know why that is, but... I was like, oh, that's a little fun fact. I didn't know that.
Well, I'll be dipped in shit and deep, deep fat fry. That is interesting. That is a fun fact.
Yeah.
That was very fun.
You like that?
That was, yeah. That was a Keepers of the Fringe fun fact. Just for you.
I think it's our three real. Listeners. Yeah, I didn't really research that, but I thought, well, that's cool. And then I moved on.
Okay, so.
Which we will do right now.
Speaking of moving on.
Well, wait. Oh, wait. So what do you think about the Rock? I don't know the Rock. I like the Rock as a person. Well, I mean, yeah. From what I like him.
Yeah, we're good buddies with the Rock.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, we hang out every day.
I sure do smell what the Rock is cooking. But remember that when he?
Yeah, I do.
Started doing the weird tongue thing at the end.
I know. I was like, don't do that, man. No, yeah, I like the Rock. I just don't know if I see him in that role.
It's weird. I like the Rock, but I don't really know why.
I like the Rock, but I don't really know why.
But I don't know why.
I like the Rock, but I don't know why. I don't know why.
He just seems like a good dude, but his movies suck ass. But
well,
name me a good Rock movie.
There was that porno he did with your mama.
Really?
A good Rock movie was that one there where he played the guy there and did the stuff there.
That doesn't exist? Yep, that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of any that I really...
I can't think of one that I almost liked. Not that I've seen all of his movies, but
no,
I've seen enough to make a.
I can think of a few I didn't like.
Yeah,
but
that's weird. See, like I like him, but I don't know why. Because even wrestling, I mean, I saw him on there and he was whatever, but I wasn't even really watching wrestling when he was around.
I was.
Yeah, like that's the only way I saw him through you guys. He seems like a good dude.
He does. Seems like a real good dude. Good dude. Dude.
His movies suck. So rock balls. I don't know how I feel about it. I like the Wolfman, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I could see him maybe playing Frankenstein, but...
I don't know.
That wasn't meant to be a joke.
Well, what's his name? Javier Bardem.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Play Frankenstein. I can see that.
I could see that, yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. The Wolfman, I don't know. I'll tell you what, though. He'd be a buff Wolfman.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I would.
Yeah. I'll glisten in the moonlight and shit. Oh, woo! Make you howl at the moon, won't it? You bastard. No. I don't know. I can kind of see it, but yeah. We have to see the mummy first. See what
that's direction. Mummy.
That's mummy.
That's mummy. Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, now I get the Skippy button. There we go. Oh, sweet Skippy button.
Not Skippy, it's next.
Skippy
that's button. The next button. Next! Next.
Skippy button.
Next up, we have... So, there is, in the works now, Mel Brooks is working on doing a sequel to Spaceballs. Spaceballs?
Yeah, which... Didn't he say we, like, focus on the prequel era?
Yes, that's what he's saying now. He wants to do it as a prequel, which, when you think about it, kind of makes sense. You know, he talked about how, you know, Joan Rivers is gone...
Oh, yeah. And John Candy.
And John Candy. Yeah. Yes, and John. And Rick Moranis is kind of out of acting right now.
Oh, that reminds me real quick.
No!
Did you see the thing? There was some benefit thing going on where the McKenzie brothers are getting back together.
I did see that, yes.
And there was a bunch of other cool people fucking there as well.
Bunch of cool people
they
fucking?
They had kids in the hall and
some all of them? People.
I think so. I think most. Yeah, like it said on the poster. I was like, nice!
Yeah,
but that was like, shit, Rick Moranis is coming back.
No.
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, you know, doing something.
Well, yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
He was always doing something. He just wasn't acting.
Well, that's what I mean, you fuck. I know what he's doing to you.
Found anything yet? We ain't found shit.
So, that'll be weird, but interesting. I assume then he's probably going to have all new actors coming in to play younger versions of all the characters.
So what, is it going to focus on, like, a young Rick Moranis character?
A young Dark Helmet?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is he going to go prequel with it and, like, do, like, the Spaceballs version of Anakin and stuff?
Jar Jar Binks?
That would be funny. He could just do the real Jar Jar Binks. That'd be enough. So I'm kind of, that'd be kind of interesting. I'm interested in that.
It's weird, like, I like Spaceballs, but I don't think I really did.
Like, I think first you just like it. Balls.
Huh? How are you saying?
I said I think you just like balls.
Depends who they're attached to. Like mine. That's right. I like to rock them to sleep and so, like a little baby, sing my little song. tuck them in to my abdomen. Yeah, Spaceballs. Yep. Hey, you want to go down the road, my friend? Then that's what's going to happen. All right. You want to say shit?
No.
Okay. But
found anything yet? Oh. We ain't found shit.
But the last Mel Brooks movies that I remember were not very good. So that's another thing. Yeah, I don't think, what's the last Mel Brooks movie he's made? It's like a while ago, right? The Dead and Loving It, right? The Dracula one?
Oh, jeez.
With Leslie Nielsen, which was not good. Mm. I kind of like only his, like, earlier stuff.
Yeah.
Like, after Young Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
And History of the World was good. And
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles.
Spaceballs was good, the first one.
I don't know. I don't think I liked it at first.
Bitch.
I think it grew on me because I was, like, offended at first. So, like, don't make fun of that shit!
You're making fun of all my favorite stuff!
And it was kind of funny, but it wasn't really... I think I was kind of burning out on Mel Brooks at that point, because his humor is, you know. The Producers, that shit's good. Did you ever see that? The original
I did not
one?
See that. No.
That's good. No. There's no songs in it.
There's no songs in it?
No, it's not
a
musical.
Oh, okay. I thought it was. Oh, I'll have to check it out then.
Gene Wilder, Zero Mustel.
Gene Wilder's always good.
It's good shit.
Good shit. All right. So, that'll be interesting. See what happens there. So... And some more disappointing news. The last season of Game of Thrones has been pushed back to 2019.
I thought, like, a possible, maybe. I don't know if it's set in stone. But, yeah, they said it could be out in, like, 2019, which... Oh, come on!
I know.
And was it going to be, like, 6 episodes, right, or something?
Yeah.
I was like, come on, just do it!
Just fucking do it! Get over with! They're, like, they're borderline milking it. Just do it. Come on.
They are massaging the teat as we speak. Getting it ready.
You got those 4 spinoffs coming, so just, you know, give us the Game of Thrones, do your freaking spinoffs, and stop wasting our time.
Come on.
We want it. We need it. Give it to us. So.
Yeah, it sucks because now I feel the pain.
Oh, yeah, because you're caught up.
Because I didn't watch it for until the 6 seasons.
You actually had, you would have actually... More pain because you watched it all. You fucking binged that shit, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So then you went, you binged it, and then you hit the wall.
The wall.
So there's nothing left to watch. So at least with me, I watched it from the beginning each season, so I had the...
But I heard there was always weird gaps, or it would take longer than normal, or...
Mm. But
I heard, always heard people bitching about the pain of waiting for the new ones.
Oh, that's because.
And then I was like, what you talking about? Then I watched it. I'm like, I want it now. I get it.
That's a damn good show. I think it's my favorite show.
It's pretty damn good.
Pretty damn
good. Wasn't really any, like, bad episodes.
No.
Every show has bad episodes, but, like, right, yeah. I enjoyed, like, every episode.
Yeah, pretty much.
Maybe ones more than others, but, I mean, there was never, like, oh, this is just killing time or something, you know?
Yeah, it's a really good show. So,
really good.
I, you know, of course, to begin with, I'm disappointed that it's ending. But, of course, you know, what they say, all good things must come to an end. And now I'm disappointed to find...
That's why this show will never end.
No.
Forever.
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 So, I was disappointed to find out it was ending. I was disappointed to find out that the last two seasons were going to be shorter. And now I'm disappointed to find out that we don't get possibly the last one until 2019.
Yeah, that blows.
That blows. So, let's move on to one of our last stories. We both just saw earlier today an article that talked about Dan Aykroyd blasting Paul Feige.
The guy that fucked up Ghostbusters.
Yeah, the guy who fucked up Ghostbusters.
The artist probably known as the guy that fucked up.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess Dan Aykroyd was on a talk show or whatever, and he started kind of
throwing some shade.
Yeah.
At the Paul.
As the kiddies these days say.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well, that was probably a while ago, too. Not really up on my the lingo.
But, so I read the article, and of course, I lost the article. But he was saying things about how they wanted, because Dan Aykroyd was a producer on the Ghost Rider. Ghostbusters.
Wasn't that funny? Jesus. Fucking cackle.
He was a producer, and I guess he said the producers kept telling Feige, you should put this in the movie, or this needs to be in it, or whatever, and he kind of blew him off and said, no, we don't need that. And then I guess in the focus group, they did focus groups, and they found out they did need
the things that
Aykroyd and the other producers were saying. And so basically, he kind of, just more reason why he fucked up the movie. Because I will say this. I did not like the Ghostbusters movie, number one. Number two, it had nothing to do with the all-female cast because that, whatever. The only thing that I didn't like about that was everybody, like, a lot of people were complaining about the all-female cast, but on the other hand, they were also making a big deal about it being an all-female cast.
So yeah, it was kind of like the selling point.
It started feeling, like, gimmicky.
Yeah.
But ultimately,
but it's like, who wants to see, like, that's like, hey, we're going to remake one of your favorite movies and we're going to make it with totally different people. Just right out of the gate. Different people. Mm. I don't want that.
Right. So
that's a tough sell already.
And then it just wasn't.
Then they kind of made it like, they kind of made you keep thinking of the original one. Like,
right.
If you're going to do your own thing, just do that. Don't make me keep wishing I was watching the other movie.
Right. And then another thing Dan Aykroyd said was it cost so much to make the movie that they really didn't make much of a profit on it, if any at all.
Yeah.
Because the movie was too expensive.
But it kind of like followed the formula of the first movie.
It did, but it didn't.
But it did it shitty.
Right.
Like the whole end parts kind of felt like the Gozer thing, but it was just lame. And it was And then I wish they didn't have cameos, because I'm like,
right.
That just made me mad.
Yeah.
And it made me wish, I'm like, okay, you're in the movie. Why couldn't you just make a movie with those five?
I know.
I mean, I know, you know, Harold Ramis and stuff, but I'm like, don't put them in. I want to try to forget the other movie. That's what you were right. Like, forget the other movie.
Or at the very least, like, make them, like, the children of the original or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Have a connection. Don't put them in as random characters. And I'm I don't want to think about that.
Yeah.
You're making me think about the movie I'm trying to forget to accept this movie.
So.
And
it wasn't good. It just wasn't good.
It wasn't. It was in that weird limbo of not good, bad, just there.
Yeah, just, yeah.
And
exactly.
You didn't give a fuck about it.
You're like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, but this is, it's interesting to hear this because you kind of like, yeah, I can totally see that now.
Too bad, because I would have liked to see, maybe some Ghostbuster movies.
Yeah.
That carry on somehow. But I don't mean, you know, I don't know if it has to be all female. Just, if you want to put females in it, that's cool, but I'm like,
yeah, do like
just mix the team up. You know,
yeah.
Not be all men or all women. Just
no, just
whatever.
People.
Yeah, just people.
Just people. It doesn't matter. Just make, you know, a good cast.
Yeah.
And hey, fine, you know, that'd be cool.
Do we have to do it ourselves? That's what we got to do.
And I'm sorry, but the whole Chris Hemsworth thing was,
yeah,
sucked. I like the guy, but that was just,
yeah.
It was, after a while, I was just, okay, I get it, you're a dumb guy, whatever. Move on.
Speaking of.
Moving on. So we had one more thing, which I guess we can go over real quick. Since it is Wonder Woman weekend, you like that?
Yeah.
I just came up with that.
Wow.
Actually, somebody already probably did one. since it is Wonder Woman weekend, we have a little thing here on the top female superheroes who deserve their own movies.
Do you have... You have to get the list, though, because I can't do it. My phone is not working.
Maybe your phone's not working.
Every time I try to go to the site, it comes up with some pop-up bullshit that I can't get off of.
So...
Which it's a site I go to all the time, but not on my phone, but...
Well, this is fucking fascinating, isn't it?
Maybe we should, you know...
Yeah.
El Paso, the recording-o.
So we have the top 10 female superheroes who deserve their own movies. It's an interesting list. First one, Vampirella, who actually has had her own movie.
Yeah. That reminds me, I just bought a good copy of that. I just got it today.
Oh, cool. Then we'll have to watch that soon.
Yeah, maybe we can watch that for next week or something.
Yeah, there we go.
Even though I heard it's crap. But yeah, that would maybe be interesting to do a new take on that one.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. I could see that.
Isn't it Vampirella? What the hell did you say?
Vampirella.
You said some crazy shit.
Vampirella, whatever. I did not. Shut up.
You said Vampirella or something.
Anyway, here's another one that has already had her own movie. Red Sonja.
Red Sonja.
Red Sonja.
I would like to see that. There was supposed to be one a while ago with
yes,
Rose McGowan or something.
That seems
odd. And I think Robert Rodriguez was doing it or something. But that's not happening. But
obviously,
I'd be down for that.
Oh yeah, here it is. Property was potential film. Robert Rodriguez starring Rose McGowan. I totally do not see her as Red Sonja.
No, I don't see that.
No,
I guess there was an animated feature that came out not too long ago, a Red Sonja. Which I think I heard it was okay, but...
Yeah. Next up, we have Jesse Quick from The Flash.
On her own movie. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Next, we have Raven from DC Comics. Teen Titans fame. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know on her own, but they maybe introduce them all together first and then...
Yeah, or that could be less of a superhero movie and more of a dark magic kind of movie.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
But yeah, they do an origin thing or something.
Yeah.
Crazy shit with her.
Next up, of course, Black Widow. That should just happen. Should happen.
I'm not really that jazzed for that, though.
Oh, shut up. No. Shut!
Well, I don't know if it's Scarlet Joe there or... I don't know why. I don't feel like it's necessary.
I would like to see it, because they could do a spy movie kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which would be kind of cool.
I mean, I would watch it, but I'm not really
I would watch the shit out of it.
Next is Batgirl, which I believe they are doing, or there's plans to, Joss Whedon. Yeah.
I kind of like to see a Batwoman movie. The new
yes. Batman. Yeah, the new Batwoman.
That would be crazy, because you could do that completely separate from Batman, and it not be too weird.
Yeah, just maybe have her be inspired by Batman. Or...
Yeah, you wouldn't really, I don't know, because Batgirl's pretty close to Batman, you know what I mean? Batwoman could kind of be her own thing, at least from what I've ever read of her. It's been a while now, but...
Next up is Supergirl, who has already had her own movie.
Well, I think she could carry another movie, her own movie.
Yeah, but we have the TV show, so I don't know if I really would want to...
Yeah, it wouldn't be something I'd be
Because it'd be with The Flash, how they're doing... They have The Flash show, and then they're doing a whole different Flash for the movie. Next up is Rogue, who... I like Rogue. She's one of my favorite X-Men characters. But
yeah.
I don't know about her own movie. I don't know if...
Especially at this point, it's so...
Yeah.
Fucked up. That I'm
yeah.
But I take that over a Channing Tatum fucking...
Gambit.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people would, actually.
Yeah.
Next up is they have Catwoman listed, but I think enough with the Catwoman. They've already fucked up the Catwoman.
Yeah.
I don't think Catwoman needs her own movie.
I think she could pull off her own movie, but yeah, I don't think it's necessary now.
No. Yeah. Here we go. Another one of my favorite characters, She-Hulk. I would love to see that.
That would be cool.
That would be awesome.
That's the one I got when I saw the list earlier. I was like, yeah, I want to see that. She-Hulk movie would be awesome.
Yeah, it would.
I'd be completely down for that.
I would, too. That would be awesome. I love She-Hulk.
I'd rather see that than Captain Marvel, to be honest. If I had to pick between Captain Marvel and She-Hulk, I'm like...
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that one. And, actually, I would rather see a She-Hulk Netflix show.
Yeah, that would have been
cool. I think that would have been awesome. I think that would be a cool thing to see. So, yeah.
That'd be cool if they bring her in somewhere. She's a good character.
Yeah.
I always liked her.
Yeah, me too. It's pretty interesting. All right, so that'll be it for our stories and stuff. Next up, we will have our review of Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
And again, spoiler warnings. We're going to spoil the shit out of this movie.
You didn't ask if I had any recommendations.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Do you have any recommendations?
Yeah.
Recommendations.
Couple. Ugh. Quick. One is a band called Summerlands, which is, it's really weird because the music sounds like Jakey Lee era Ozzy Osbourne, like,
oh, really?
Dark at the Moon, Ultimate Sin era. Yeah. But the vocals are like a weird, like way too much reverb, and it's wicked spacey sounding, and the juxtaposition of that together makes it sound like something completely different. Because if you turn up the freaking vocals, it would sound like 80s fucking like metal, like, you know.
Metal!
But then when you throw the vocals on, somehow it totally changes it. It's weird. It's a weird blend, but it kind of works. But I think they're a pretty new band. Summerlands with a one M.
Summerlands.
Summerland. But they had no like weird, you know, I don't know. Whatever the hell it's how you say it. But yeah, it's pretty good. You guys check it out.
Interesting.
Game front, I don't really, I'm still slogging through Mass Effect.
Yeah, me too.
How far hour-wise are you in on that shit? Because now it's becoming a fucking chore now. I'm like,
is it? I'm still enjoying it, but
I'm like 54 hours into it or something.
I have no idea how far I am into it.
I am enjoying it, but there's so much.
Yeah.
All the missions and shit, is so it's too much.
Mm.
There's like four different categories of shit, and you're like,
oh, yeah.
You know what I hate? Has this happened to you yet? Like you're on a mission that says on hold, and you're waiting for an email or whatever.
Yep.
So you're on the planet, and you go back to your ship, and it's like, oh, check email. And then you check email, and you get the mission. It's like, oh, go back to the planet. And you're like, what the fuck?
Oh, no, that hasn't happened to me yet.
That's happened to me like five times. And I'm like, you bastard. Then I have to wipe the whole fucking thing again to get back on the planet for 2 seconds to go talk to somebody.
Well, I think it did happen once, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, why can't I check the email anywhere I want to?
I know. All right, so... Is that all you got?
Yeah, that's all I got. All
right. So now is going to come our spoiler-filled review of Wonder Woman. Did we enjoy it? What did we think of it? Was it a good movie? Was it another crap fest? Has DC gone off the deep end? Ha-ha! Sorry. Anyway, so here we go. Spoiler warning. Here comes our review of Wonder Woman. So this week is another special week. We're going to be reviewing a little movie called Wonder Woman.
What is this Wonder Woman you speak of?
Why? It's a fucking movie, dude.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Hey. Something, something, something. Something, something, something.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't think that's how it goes.
One woman.
I don't think that's the lyrics.
Yeah. It's been a while.
So this is the Wonder Woman movie. We've all been waiting for to come out. And let's just get it out right away and say, I enjoyed it. And you?
I thought it sucked awesomeness. I was going to throw you off there. It doesn't really make sense, but
no,
it was really good.
It was really good.
I was surprised at how good it was.
Yes, I'm very happy and very surprised that it was as good as I was hoping it would be.
Like I kept reading reviews of it,
right?
And people would say, "Oh, it's so great," and then they give it like a 7, you know, or something. Yeah, like. And I was like, I felt like people were afraid to say that it sucked because, or it wasn't that good because
right
the whole womandom would just come down and kick their ass. So I was getting kind of nervous because they would say, "Oh, it's the best DC movie," and I'm like, that's not saying lots either.
Yeah, no,
but
it is.
It definitely
it is definitely. I think DC finally got a winner.
Yeah, like it gives me hope for them now. I'm excited.
Yeah, although we did see the preview for Justice League, and I'm still iffy on that one.
If that movie is half as good as this one, then
it'll be half
as
good.
At least it'll be passable.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, this one was really good. It was. Let's see. What are some of the things?
I laugh. I cried.
I shat myself. No, but
that's because I'm getting older, though. I had nothing to do with the movie.
Right, yeah. No, it
depends. If you cough too hard, you cough, sneeze, and then eat a burrito the day before. It's a perfect storm of...
I've done.
Shat them.
It has happened. No, I'm just kidding. So, unlike that, Wonder Woman was not a perfect storm of shat. So, first of all, the movie, unlike Man of Steel or Batman versus Superman, it was
good.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it wasn't like a downer. It was like
an upper.
It was like, you know, you felt
like that's how a hero should be represented in
right.
a movie.
When I was watching, I was like, yeah, there we go, yeah.
Like just her message and her personality and just her
yeah.
A certain je ne sais quoi. I don't know what the fuck to say, but it just that's the way you want your hero to be.
Yes, exactly.
Like I feel like this sits right there.
She was heroic.
Yeah, like that's exactly how they should be portrayed.
Right.
It felt. I want to say because I heard people saying that it's right up there with Richard Donner's Superman movie, and when I read that, I was like, no, you can't say that.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, I think that it is. As a good portrayal origin story of a character.
Yes.
I think.
I agree, yes.
It's like this generation's Superman.
Yes. I would say that, yeah.
That's what I feel like.
Unlike this generation's Superman, which sucked.
Yeah. You will believe a woman can kick some ass.
Yeah, and so, first of all, it was, visually, it was just a beautiful movie. Just,
yeah.
Like, Themyscira, Paradise Island, whatever you want to call it, was just.
Yeah,
awesome.
That whole part,
amazing.
The whole first part, I was like, I loved it.
I know, it was great.
I thought it was awesome.
Seeing Wonder Woman, Princess Diana grow up. And
Princess Diana!
Learn to fight and everything. She was just... And
I have to say, real quick.
Go ahead.
The little Diana, like, I never, like, think, you know, the kids, yeah, and you're like, yeah, whatever. But she was so cute.
I know. And she was awesome,
kid.
Too.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
And she had this cute little accent, just like...
She was, like, sitting there kicking and, like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was awesome.
Like, usually I'm just, like, kids, you know, like, you're, whatever. Like, oh. Yeah. You're, like, annoyed and, like.
No. But, yeah, she was really good.
She was really cute.
And then, of course, it's, her name is so, is always, I've heard of many different pronunciations, but I think it's supposed to be Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
I heard it was Gadot.
But who did you hear it from?
Your mama.
Oh, well, that bitch don't know nothing. That bitch is crazy.
No, I don't remember where I heard it, but somewhere I heard it. Anyway.
But it sounds way too...
I know, that sounds...
American.
Yeah, Gadot.
Gadot.
Gail Gadot. But it's Gal. I know it's Gal, because it's not Gail. It's actually Gal.
That's like my boss and his wife, my ex-boss and his wife. He introduced me to her, because she was Brazilian, and he said, oh, this is my wife, Claudita. And I'm like, I really don't feel that's right. So when after I met her, I talked to her. I'm like, how do you say your name? And she's Claudita. I'm like, see, I knew
that's
it was completely different.
Different, yeah.
I'm like, that's his wife, though. I'm like, Claudita. He's like,
this is Claudita.
That's as close as he's getting to it. You
this
know?
Is my ball and chain, Claudita.
So that's what Gadot sounds like. I'm like,
yeah, it does. I like Adobo better, but I don't
know. You're taking some of the flavor out of it
there. I don't actually know which one is correct. But hey, maybe she'd like to come on our show and tell us.
Please do.
And stay forever.
No.
But anyway, what I was going to say is, she is, for me, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, she was fucking awesome.
Her performance is just from start to finish, like, just as Princess Diana, she was awesome. As Wonder Woman, she was awesome.
She had a cool, like, sense of wonder about everything.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like, too much, you know. Like,
right, yeah.
Like, it made sense in it. Like, there was that innocence, and at the same time, she would fucking kick your ass.
Yeah, she played that so well.
Which, that's what I've been looking for. Innocent, also beat my ass if I wanted. But,
But yeah, she was, yeah, that, like, that, you're right, that sense of wonder she had as she was brought into man's world.
Man's world.
And she's in the middle of World War One, and she saw, you know, everything she saw, she was just like, it was really, she did really good. And the whole thing, like, the whole beginning on Themyscira and stuff, it went on for a little while, but not too long, and I didn't feel.
Yeah, like, I loved it. I thought it was great.
I wasn't feeling like, okay, move on, like, with some origin stories.
Yeah, that's another thing, too, is that our origin story, I hate fucking origin stories.
Yeah.
But this one, I was totally
right
in on it. I was like, I'm loving it.
Yeah, because it was a different kind of origin story, because Wonder Woman has kind of a different kind of origin.
Yeah, but it didn't feel like it was trying to hit, you know, all the beats. And
Yeah, because, like, that was the thing, like...
Like, it felt like a natural progression of a character, kind of like how the Superman, Richard Donner is Superman.
Right, yep.
I mean, at least from that time when I remember seeing it, I was like,
totally
sucked into it and being like...
Yeah, definitely.
That's the... Like, if you could keep that as the quintessential Superman movie, this would be the Wonder Woman
movie. That's Marvel.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you.
Batman, I don't know which one.
Well, yeah, Batman's supposed to be the dark and
yeah.
Like, Batman versus Superman made more sense for Batman than it did for Superman.
Yeah.
But this movie, it was good and stuff. No, but in addition to, like we mentioned earlier, her sense of wonder and everything, you also totally bought, like, her sense of like, heroism, like, wanting to help people and stuff.
Yeah, like, it didn't sound like she was, like, it didn't seem like it was forced or, like...
Right.
I have to help people.
Yeah. She saw people, you know, in trouble or being harmed or whatever, and it was just in her to want to help them.
Yeah, because that's what she's about. That's what she's sworn to do.
Right.
And I'm like, and I bought it. Like, help them. Help them, motherfuckers.
I'm like, come on, you got to.
But then... What was cool, too, is that they kind of touched on some social issues without really shoving it down your throat.
Right,
like,
yep.
Especially for the time period. I'm like,
right.
they're not making it up, you know.
Right, exactly. Yep. Real. It was, yeah.
It was seeing it through her eyes, and then it made you realize really how stupid it is.
Yes,
you
know? Exactly, yes.
Because she's like, what? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't understand either, but that's reality. That's
right, and that was so awesome, too, the way they handled that.
Yeah, and it wasn't like...
It was brilliant.
Message? It wasn't like shoving it down.
Yeah, like a big neon sign, message!
It was
awesome.
Was that really good?
So good. So good on so many levels. Yeah. And then when she did start, you know, kicking ass and stuff, I love that too. Just watching her fight and stuff was so. I love the way they handle it with, like, it go into the slow motion and then.
Yeah, it had like a little 300 vibe, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
But not as much, but.
Yeah, but done really well.
Yeah.
And it was just awesome. And she was really kick ass too. She was awesome.
Some good moves. Sophisticated mama. That's another thing, too. Like, she's just captivating to watch. And, like, I mean, you know, she's beautiful, but I mean, she just commands the screen. Like,
yes.
It's not just like.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I could sit there and watch her all day, which, not in a creepy, stalkery kind of way. Just, she just totally, like, sucked you in. And
yes. Like, oh, yeah. Like, I totally bought her as Diana, as Wonder Woman, as, you know, the whole thing. She definitely nailed it.
She definitely nailed it.
Definitely
nailed it.
I think she might be up there as one of the perfect cast.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Like Robert Downey Jr. And
I think so. Because when she first came out, I remember being like, I don't see it. Like, before I saw her doing it.
But, yeah, like most people were. But then, of course, she was one of my favorite parts of one of the only parts I liked of Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
Because there's a little thing that perfectly sums up what I like about her. In Batman vs. Superman, when they're fighting Doomsday, and Doomsday, like, knocks her away and stuff, and she slides off, and, you know, and then she comes back, and she has this, like, smirk on her face, because she knows
it's about to go down.
It's time to unleash. I'm like, that's Wonder Woman. That's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, she fucking nailed it in there, and I was like...
Yeah.
It's weird, because I like Wonder Woman, but I was never, like... When this movie, I wanted to see it, but I was never like, oh, I can't wait to see it.
Right, yeah.
So I was kind of, you know, not ready to be wowed at all, you know.
Right, yeah.
But
especially with, you know.
The track record.
Yeah.
Thus far. But it was great.
Ah, it was so great. And it just, when the movie ended, you just felt good. Like, you felt like, you know, like you're supposed to after watching it really good.
Yeah, and even the message of, like, you know, love conquers all kind of thing. Which, you know, it sounds kind of...
It's a little cliche, yeah.
But they pulled it off. Like, it was,
they did, yes.
It didn't feel corny. And
yeah.
Like, and it is true, you know? And I'm like...
Right.
Like, yeah, like, it left you with hope.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't get that, you know?
Right. Like unlike this, like, the Man of Steel did not leave you with hope.
Yeah. Especially when you compare it to, like, you know, the original Superman movie. I know that it's kind of dated.
Sure, and, but...
Hey, Jim, that's a bad outfit! Like,
still a great movie.
Yeah, but
it's the classic.
Way he portrayed him was like, that's
right.
Perfectly what
yes,
I think of when
exactly.
I think of Superman.
That's how it should be. That's
how
Superman is.
It
right.
Had hope, and it felt like he was actually better than the average guy, you know.
Right, but not just
something that aspired to.
Yeah,
like,
but not just his powers and his physical form, but his attitude and his personality. And,
yeah, like who he was as a person.
Right.
Like you could... He was a good role model for kids, you know,
right.
Like that's what, you know, and then the sex, I mean, nothing on Henry Cavill, it's not his fault.
No, I like Henry Cavill, and I liked him, I liked the idea of him as Superman. I just don't think they've given him, Superman.
Yeah, like, I don't feel like I've seen a Superman movie yet.
Right.
Well, I mean, a new, you know.
Right, yeah.
It doesn't feel like Superman.
No.
People said, oh, well, you know, it's Man of Steel, because he's not Superman yet, and he's building up to it, I heard that.
No.
But I'm like, I don't know.
No.
I hope that it can do, but I don't feel like in the next couple movies that it's going to be Superman either.
Right.
Because he's going to come back, and I feel like he's going to maybe be bad, like, turned at first. That's the vibe I'm getting
from
Red
yeah.
and stuff. So, it's going to be a while before we see Superman.
Yeah. Like, but we do have Wonder Woman, who is in this movie, everything that Superman should be.
Yeah.
That everything that you want from Superman and a Wonder Woman is what you get with this movie.
Yeah.
And it's just, oh, I'm so happy.
I know.
I'm like, finally an awesome DC movie.
I know, I was watching it, and it was like 2.5 hours. I'm like, oh, fuck, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if I had that in me right now, but
yeah.
I'm like, okay, let's do it. And as soon as it started up and started going, I was like, okay, I'm digging this.
Yeah.
This is good. And it never really went away.
No, yeah.
There were a couple moments where I don't even feel like it dragged that much. There was
no,
a couple
I don't feel like
I
a drag, no.
I could have done without, but not anything
yeah.
too much.
Nothing major, no.
Like the relationship part, you know, I'm like, eh. But it wasn't too bad. It didn't really focus on it too much. Like,
right, yeah.
They had a little bit, and then they got it on. But they, you know, but they didn't have a whole sex scene and everything. They just...
No. Although, for those fans of Chris Pine out there, he does have a nude scene. Not fully nude, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why can't we get one of those? A little bit. That would have been nice.
So I think, I mean, it's not 100% perfect. There were a couple of downsides.
Yeah.
But nothing major.
I feel like the end part.
The end was a little cliched. It became a little cliched with Ares, like, oh, these people all suck and you should help me kill them and blah, blah, blah. And she's, you know, oh, I'm, you know, I fight for love and all that. Which. It wasn't bad because it worked.
Yeah.
But it was definitely a little cliche.
You felt like the, okay, how are we wrapping this up? Oh, movie formula 101. Here, where we go. Let's do the book.
Love.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that shit.
Love. Yeah.
Yeah, because the Ares, as soon as Ares showed up, it kind of started going.
It kind of went into generic territory a little. But I was still enjoying it.
Yeah, like it built up enough goodwill, so by that point you were just like...
You were like, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see it.
It's wrapping up, so...
Yeah.
It's like watching some crazy gymnast do some crazy shit, and then when it hits the landing, the rolls her ankle real, you know, real
oh,
quick.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like, still amazing, Good landing, but
a point off. A
couple points off.
But yeah, but certainly that was not enough to take away from the film at all.
No, overall it was really
It would have been maybe if it were a lesser film, but it was already such a good film. And the only other thing that I noticed was some of the CGI was a little noticeable.
Yeah, there was some little sketchy. But
yeah.
Not too bad.
Not like cartoonish, but just there's, I don't know about you, but I'm always good at picking out like things like that, like CGI and special effects and stuff. And there's always a part of my mind where I'm like, oh, that's CGI. And it's, I hate doing, but it's kind of a,
yeah, you can't really,
it's just, it's just a part. It's just what happens in my mind. So there were a couple scenes where I was like, oh, that's CGI. But again, that wasn't enough to, because that's, you know, that's what's going to have to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Like sometimes when they CGI'd her, it looked a little weird. Sometimes.
Yeah. A little. Yeah. Sometimes.
But not too terrible.
But no. Not
enough to
no.
just take you out for a second. Like
enough so that you noticed.
Yeah.
That it was CGI, which is fine. Because, I mean, in these movies, that's you have to.
Yeah.
Or else you can't, you know, or else you'd have the old Wonder Woman TV show, which is good. But
it's weird. I bought that a couple months ago and I got like two episodes in and I was like, I have to stop now. But it takes place in like World War II and it's like,
yeah.
And it starts with going to the island and everything. Like, I don't remember that in the show because I've seen, I remember the old later episodes.
Right. Yeah. It was
present day, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's another thing. Some people seem to be bothered by it, but not me. Her origin takes place in World War II, but in this movie, it takes place in World War I.
Yeah.
And there are actual reasons for that, the director said. One being, of course, World War II has been done to death.
Yeah.
No pun intended. I mean, think of how many things, movies, TV shows, video games, how much has taken place in World War II.
Your mama.
Your mom. Versus,
we always keep throwing those in there. It just sounded good, like a good spot.
And then, I mean, realistically, you know, how much does anybody really know about World War I compared to World War II, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a lot of the same players because, you know, it's a world war and shit. And that's another thing I noticed, too. It seems like as long as you got Germans as the bad guys, that movie's usually going to be good.
Yeah.
There isn't too many movies where the Germans are bad that aren't good.
That's true. Sorry about that, Germany.
Yeah, but, nothing against Germans. I think I'm a little German somewhere in there. I don't know, but...
In your pants.
In my pants.
But,
he does do this a little... Oh.
So actually having the movie take place in World War I was a little refreshing for me.
Yeah, like it really didn't change it too much.
Yeah, but it wasn't actually Nazis, and you're like, oh, more Nazis.
Yeah, but they could have been, you know.
But they could have been, yeah.
Yeah.
So... Where the hell was I going with all this?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Okay.
So there was, you know, and there's a couple other reasons. I had read an article. The director had said,
Captain America.
Well, yeah, there was Captain America, took place in World War II, so, of course, you don't want to do
it. I feel like that's a big reason.
I think that was a
bigger reason than they say.
Probably, yeah. But another reason they had mentioned was, the time period kind of mirrors today in a way. With certain things, certain like world views and elements, which is, you know, kind of scary when you think about it. But anyway,
yeah.
So there was actually a reason they went to World War I, is what I'm trying to say, and it worked for me.
Yeah, I think it worked.
I thought it was really good. And then so the villains in this movie were kind of interesting, which I liked. Ares was a little. What you'd expect, a little stereotypical.
Yeah, but I was hoping that was going to be cooler.
Yeah, I was kind of, I was hoping for a little more.
And they had a mustache the whole time, which was just
weird. That bothered me.
I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen a villain with a mustache, like a super villain with a mustache.
Well, I'm sure there is, but somewhere, you know.
Well, I mean, like in the movies and things. Like, I don't remember.
It was what's his face as the Joker there?
Cesar Romero.
Yeah, But
yeah.
So Ares was okay, but he didn't really show up till the end. And in a nice little twist, that kind of worked. I liked how he was trying to have them sign a peace accord because he thought that would just make things worse, and he could Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I really thought it was that dude. I knew that.
I didn't see that. No, I didn't see that coming.
I did hear something about who you thought it was, who they were giving you the, for who it was.
Right.
Wasn't it, yeah.
But that was cool, too, because that was, that led, so, and then it, and it, but, and it, oh, and it, you do,
He's having a stroke again.
So, I got too many thoughts rushing into my head, and I'm trying to sort them out.
And none of them make a lick of sense. GB, I dig it. Jump up to the boogie, beep. What the fuck's going on?
Bitty. What's up, buck? So, the guy that you thought was going to be Ares, or that Wonder Woman thought was Ares, was not. And he was a German general.
German general.
And he was working with this chemist who was nicknamed Dr. Poison, which was interesting. Very interesting. Although, I'm not sure.
I feel like
I'm not up on my Wonder Woman, so I'm not sure if that's a real villain. I'll have to check. But I feel like they could have done a little bit more with her, or got into her a little bit more, but what they did with her, you know, it worked.
Yeah, she didn't have too much to do, but yeah, it worked. But yeah, I wish they went in a little bit more.
Yeah, a little bit more into her story. Like why her face was all messed up and shit. But then, so what was interesting is Wonder Woman kills the general who she thinks is Ares.
Because she thinks that will end the war if Ares is killed.
She thinks that will end all war. So she kills the general, and then the Germans are still getting ready to launch this super chemical weapon that Dr. Poison made. So she all kind of flips out about that.
It's kind of a shitty name when you say it,
Dr. Poison.
When you're explaining, like, Dr. Poison sounds like...
Dr. Poison!
You know?
Yeah. Although it's kind of, like, the way they did it was kind of cool. You're like, oh, Dr. So-and-so, or Dr. Poison, as she's known, or whatever, you know?
Yeah, but when you're saying it back, it's...
I know, it kind of sounds weird. But yeah, so she thinks she kills Ares, and the Germans are still trying to launch their big chemical weapon, so she kind of has a crisis of faith, I guess you could. Well, not faith, but...
Yeah, but she's like... She starts to doubt herself a little bit. Like,
yeah, because it did... But... She thinks she killed Ares and it didn't stop the war, so she thinks that everything she believed in, everything she thought, is all...
A lie. Welcome to the real world, honey.
So... So that was an interesting little twist on it. Which leads to Chris Pine as Steve Trevor, who, you know, Chris Pine is pretty good.
Yeah, he's usually solid. Like,
yeah, I mean, he's great as Captain Kirk in the Star Trek movies.
That other movie stuff. There with the Chris Pine.
I know he's done other stuff. I just can't remember any.
I don't think I've seen him in any. Well, I must
he's
have
got a,
somewhere.
I know he's done some other stuff. Yeah. But anyway, he was really good in this movie, too.
Well, that's another thing. I think everybody was good.
Yes, everybody was
like,
really good.
There wasn't any characters I was like, oh, fuck.
No, yeah.
And they had it was cool they had fucking, I can't remember his name, but Spud there from Trainspotting. Ah. I was like, yes.
Yes, that's right.
Spud. He was the sniper, sharpshooter guy.
Yeah, but Chris Pine played Steve Trevor, and he was a spy, and he had this little group of commandos that he took with him, along with Wonder Woman, to stop this.
See, another review I read or heard, I can't remember which one it was, they said that that little group of people, like, overshadowed Wonder Woman. Like, they focused too much on them, and they were like, it became their movie, and she became, like, the backseat to them, and I'm like...
I completely disagree
with
that.
I don't feel like that at all.
I wanted to see more of them, actually. I wanted to know more about them.
Yeah, I think they put them in there, you know, pretty seamlessly. Like, it fit.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it was overshadowing her at all.
No.
Or any part of the movie.
No way.
No.
No. I thought they complimented it perfectly.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
It was awesome. Because you get to see little bits of them and find out. I think they helped Diana see that, like, there's more to people than just being a soldier or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they helped her see they have other sides of them.
Yeah, like different facets of humanity.
Right. Because, like, one of them, he wanted to be an actor, but, which was interesting. Because he said he wanted to be an actor, and he's like, I'm not sure what he was. He was
his nationality, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what his nationality. It was like Arabic maybe or something.
Yeah, something like that.
So he said he wanted to be an actor, and then there was a line where he said he wanted to be an actor, but he's the wrong color, and they didn't really...
Yeah, like he was just stating it as a matter of fact.
Right, yeah, and they didn't really...
message! It was like,
right, yeah. They didn't pound you over the head with it, but it was just one line, and you kind of saw a little reaction from Diana, and it was interesting. Like, she didn't exactly know what he meant by that,
yeah.
But they didn't really go any further into it, which is kind of cool, so...
Yeah, and which was, you know, pretty accurate.
Yeah, exactly. So...
So it's like you can't say shit about that because it's fucking true, so...
Right, yeah.
If anybody wants to be upset about that, like, oh, there's an agenda!
Yeah, that's the other thing I liked about the movie. The messages weren't... they were there, but they weren't...
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, it was just, you know, it's a person...
It wasn't, yeah.
A human made the movie, so it's gonna be their opinions or their thoughts.
Right, but it was all played humanly.
Humanly!
Like, it wasn't like, there was no point where I was like, okay, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't anything like that. And it also didn't have like a, you know, uber women and men suck kind of vibe either, you know?
No.
It didn't make me feel like I'm ashamed to be a man in the audience. Like, oh,
but it did show you a little bit of how things actually, like you said, how things actually were and even are in some cases. And how you see it, how seeing it through Wonder Woman's eyes, you're kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, somebody that's completely doesn't have a side in any of it, that's from a different, kind of like Superman, like from a different world.
Right,
pretty
yeah.
much. And being brought into ours and being like, wow, you guys are fucking clown shoes.
Yeah. Fucking clown shoes.
You guys suck.
That's some.
But I'm going to save you because that's what I fucking do, son.
Yeah, son.
Yeah. You guys all suck.
But... Again, going back to the heroic part, you know, she sees all these things and, you know, she just still is very heroic.
Yeah.
And that is what you want.
She did have a moment where she was like, kind of fuck you guys a little bit.
Yeah.
And towards the end there.
Right. But that was the thing. And then she came around and went.
And she's still doing it to this day.
That's right.
Helping us stupid motherfuckers.
Because there was a little bit at the beginning and the end of modern.
Yeah. It was like her. The whole movie was like her retelling. Or not retelling, but thinking about what happened.
So it wasn't like a, yeah.
Yeah, because Batman gave her remember the picture and the B versus S there? Where
NBS.
NBS.
BBS.
Well, they had the picture of her from back in the day.
Right. So, of course,
she wanted it back.
You saw when the picture was taken and stuff.
Yeah, so Bruce Wayne wound up giving her the picture. She works at like a museum or the. What was
she was
the,
working at the Louvre.
Yeah, the Louvre.
The Louvre.
Louvre. So she just got that and a couple other things, and it made her start reminiscing, and that's when it went into the whole fucking.
But it wasn't like one of those flashback kind of lame things.
Yeah.
It just.
No, it felt like the way they did when it.
Yeah, it worked really well. And then one other little thing that I just thought of, which was interesting, is there was a point where. They kind of explained like a thing that could be a plot hole, but they were like when Steve Trevor landed on the island and he was talking to Diane, he said, so how come you speak English so well? And she said, we know like hundreds of languages or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So, which is kind of interesting because throughout the movie, you saw her like speaking to people in different languages and stuff at times.
Well,
so
that makes me wonder because I've never had any, well, maybe how do they know? Do they have Rosetta Stone?
Don't
do it. Do they have the internet?
They might.
That's a fucking Themyscira.
Yeah. Well,
because I felt like they didn't really have any contact with the outside world. I mean, maybe at some point they did, but I mean, I'm thinking it was, you know, many moons.
Many
moons ago, if anything, you know.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
But yeah.
Whatever. But anyway, well, they tried to anyway.
Yeah. But no, it works. I mean, you can do that with any movie if you want to really.
Oh yeah.
Think about
if you want to get that nitpicky.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't even thinking about it. So you brought it up, you fuck. I'm like, oh yeah. Wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. What the fuck? They got dragon or fucking Rosetta Stone thing? And what? How do they know everything?
Fascinating.
So I think we covered this movie pretty well.
Yeah.
I say, well done, DC. It's about time.
Welcome to the fucking game, my friends.
And I'm glad to finally be able to say that I enjoyed a DC movie. I've been waiting a while.
It's giving me hope.
Yeah.
For the future.
Yeah. Some.
Yeah.
Until I think about Justice League and The Flash, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I had no hope for it.
Yeah, exactly.
And now I'm like, hey.
So there you go.
There's a possibility.
Wonder Woman.
Let her let Patty Jenkins fucking direct all that.
Yeah. Oh, I'd see that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be awesome with the Zack Snyder thing. But I'm like,
yeah.
Let's get him out of the fucking because I just don't like his take on it.
No.
Like where he's going.
Yeah, I don't either. But
and she put some, it had some humor, but it was exactly the way it should be handled.
Right.
It wasn't pandering or it wasn't like cheesy fucking jokes or nothing. It was like. Like, and style, like how good movies do it.
You know? Right,
like,
yeah, exactly.
They just say character moments that are a little funny, you know, it's not...
Right, like, and it totally makes sense for the context of the movie, and it works, and...
Yeah.
That's how it's done, son.
I'm done.
That's how it's done.
Yeah, so, yeah, let her do all the movies. That's a lot of movies.
That would be awesome. Well, definitely at least have her do some more. Definitely some more Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I guess I heard she is signed on to do another one.
Awesome. And
which
will
be in, like, present day.
Yeah, and that'll be a couple of years from now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and if, you know, maybe throw some other shit her way, some other characters, she could do some good.
Yeah, see what she can do with it.
That's the other thing. She seemed to care enough about Wonder Woman to, you know, try to stay true to Wonder Woman.
Yeah. And she must have, I mean, the pressure must have been insane because.
Oh, I'm sure.
There was so much riding on it.
Yeah.
And I heard early, you know, what we heard early.
Right.
Word was saying, it's a fucking mess. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Balls. Like, oh, no.
And they said it's kind of like BS. And I'm like, oh, it probably is because it's supposed to be fit in with that.
Although Zack Snyder was one of the writers, though. So I could totally see that happen.
Yeah, because it made sense. Like, that's kind of what they're setting up. So
right.
It has to fit in with that, which it does.
It actually, does. Yeah, it totally does.
But good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good, see?
It does what it should be doing all along.
So
it gives you a character that you can stand behind and be like, yeah,
right.
That's a fucking superhero. That's and who I want.
Most importantly, it gives you hope.
Yeah.
Hope in some good movies. Hope in Wonder Woman being the hero that you want. And, hope.
Hope. That's a weird thing. We don't get that much.
Yeah, no kidding. So I hope.
I'm like, I hope there's some Pringles left. That's why. Like, you can't tell. It's a little shaky. You're like, it feels light, but there could be a couple in there.
So I hope that we will have some more good movies coming this summer. We still got quite a few coming.
Yeah.
Although I know some of them are going to suck, but.
Yeah. Well, that's a, what about the Mummy? Are we doing the Mummy?
The Mummy.
Das Mummy.
Das.
I kind of do want to see it.
I suppose we should.
Like, normally I would say no, but I kind of.
Well, since it's going to be the opening to the Dark Universe,
Universal. We have to see it.
I feel like we probably should, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be part of a bigger thing, even though I don't want to see Tom Cruise again, and I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not really thrilled about the movie and all that, but it's. So, yeah, I guess we'll have to see it.
Sophia Boutella, though.
Mm. True.
I'd like to see that.
Mm.
I'd like that mummy to call me daddy.
Fascinating.
So, thank you.
So, we were ending, right?
Yeah, we're ending.
Okay.
So, thank you to Patty Jenkins for finally giving us a good DC movie.
Good show, girl.
Good show. Good girl. I hope to see more from you. And that'll do it for us for this week. I also hope you go out and see the movie and enjoy Wonder Woman.
Believe the hype.
Believe the hype.
It's good shit.
And I hope you are all doing well, I guess.
Call, you never call. I hope you're doing okay.
Why don't you ever call? All right, so, wait.
Yeah, didn't you have an ending thing?
I did have an ending.
Okay.
And I totally forgot.
Oh my God.
No, it was, all right, here we go, ready?
Yeah.
He's Chris. I'm Derek. We're the Keepers of the Fringe, and we are signing off. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
The Keepers of the Fringe are all around you. You can find them all around the internet. You can email the Keepers at keepersofthefringe@gmail.com. You can find the Keepers on Twitter by following @KOTFR. You can find the Keepers on Facebook @facebook.com/keepersofthefringe. The Keepers are on the Weeby Geeks Network. You can find them there at www.weebygeekspc.com. You can find the Keepers of the Fringe podcast on iTunes. And if you give them a rating and a review, then others will be able to find them as well. Finally, you can find the Keepers on YouTube at the Keepers of the Fringe YouTube channel.
Movies.
That's a good start.